hunt for anything but to live.
Right.
For me, they didn't hunt to kill.
Right. Yeah, I remember one time my granddad and I went hunting, and he decided he wanted to do some coon hunting, some raccoon hunting, and because they used to do that back in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they do that around here very often.
Well, you see, deer and turkey hunting is so popular, they sort of look down on if they hunt coon.
Oh, I see. Well, he just liked it for the sport. He had
it's a good sport.
Blue tick hounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't like it too much running all night long through the swamps.
But, yeah.
he enjoyed it.
Well, it's good hunting. My great-grandfather was a great coon hunter. They said he kept record until he had notched 384. And he wouldn't hesitate to go hunting by himself, but he always carried his dogs on so he could put them on a leash. And he always carried a sharp axe. And if the tree was there and the coon was in the tree,
yeah,
he'd cut it down.
Well, one thing I like about coon hunting myself is that a coon will give you a good fight if you catch him.
Yeah.
If you're not careful, he can tear your dog apart.
Yeah. You know. Have you heard Jerry Clough and his coon hunt?
No.
You ought to take time enough before you leave to listen to that thing. It's a classic. You don't know Jerry Clough, do you?
I don't think so.
Well, Jerry and I are kin to the same folks, a lot of the same folks. I don't think he's any kin to me. But at least two of my family married Cloughs, and all trace right back here to Auburn. Jerry's branch went on to Mississippi, others did too. He's been a great comedian. He started out selling fertilizer. But he can tell things in a way that it just sets you roaring.
Yeah. Kind of country humor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess I better get back and ask you this. If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you do to him?
And castrate him.
Any other special terms you might use away from women?
Yeah, let me see. I have heard, this is not quite the way they said it, but I've heard them say, well, we're going to take his manhood.
Okay.
And I've heard some other terms, but nothing occurs to me right quick. No, they don't sometimes say, well, we're going to make a gentleman of him. Let me see if I can think of anything here. No, I don't think of anything else right now.
Okay. How about the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned?
You mean if it's away from its mama?
Yeah, what kind of noise does it make?
Well, we'd say bladed.
Bladed? Okay. And what about the noise that a cow makes about feeding time? The general kind of noise?
You mean satisfaction or sort of a plaintive?
Well, no, just a, well...
Lowing?
Is that
what
gentle,
you get?
Gentle noise, nothing hostile.
We'd say lowing.
Okay. And how about a gentle noise that a horse might make?
Well, usually we'd say whinny.
Knicker. Knicker? Okay. You ever heard winker?
No. Winker?
Winker?
No.
Okay. I just wondering because that's when I got down south of county. Here.
Sure enough, winker.
Yeah.
Well, that shows you how much difference there is. By the way, you remind me of something. I was telling Bill about the types you were looking for, and particularly this older group. And I told him that I had told you I didn't think we could find anybody like that except Pappy down here, who has, I told you, 18, but it's 20 children, Bill said. And then I said to Bill, you might go and see it. Bill said, well, he can find somebody like that down in that section. And he told me one man, I forget his name. And it is true that all of that southeastern section is somewhat different from this area of the county, just like these hill people.